The first time I saw Belle, she was doing the moonwalk. On ice. In the park. New Year's Eve, 1985. The lake was frozen over and a gaggle of us teenagers were there, like animals come to drink at a waterhole. Except we were swapping cider and vodka, and the gathering was a way station, a warm-up, in spite of the chill, for the real destination. A party. A house party. Since most of us didn't have the cash for clubs in town and taxis home, even if we had got fake IDs with doctored dates of birth. It was just a matter of finding out who was having a get-together. Belle glided in and out of the pools of light cast from the fancy lampposts that ringed the perimeter. She was all angles, sharp and sculpted. Her height was emphasised by the long, dark coat that eddied about her ankles and swung out as she turned, revealing biker boots, a black and white check skirt shorter than mine, a shiny black top. Her hair was cut short on one side and fell in a smooth, inky wave on the other. There was something androgynous about her, even with the skirt and the slash of blood-red lipstick. The ice squeaked and groaned, and people called out, teasing her, warning her. She spun round and bowed, self-mockery in her eyes. One arm bent across her waist, the other extended, hand cocked, fingers clutching a long, tapered joint. I wondered who she was. I didn't know everyone there, but no one else was so unfamiliar, so particular.